Some Alaskans have been glued to the internet, the radio, or the TV, watching the Iditarod. But meanwhile, a completely different sports challenge occurred not so far away. For the last 48 days, Masatoshi Kuriaki attempted to become the first person to ever summit Mount Hunter in winter by himself. 2 years ago, he became the first person to successfully summit Mount Foraker in winter, solo. In 1998, he was the first Japanese to ever summit Denali in winter and return alive. This time, Masatoshi spent 48 days on the mountain. He made it to 8,500 feet on Hunter and turned back due to a variety of difficulties. He spent a few minutes at the Tokitna Ranger Station trying to describe his trip. The lower portion, he said, was like wading through sugar snow, waist deep. It got better as he climbed higher.
Upper 85, good snow conditions because high wind and so good climb on I found.
Masa, as he is known in the climbing community, is well known for his patience and cautiousness on the mountain. He rarely takes chances in extreme weather and in avalanche zones. No other person has spent more winter days on Denali than Masa. This was his fourth winter attempt of Mount Hunter. He plans on returning to Tokitna next year to attempt Hunter again. Picking up on English slang, he calls it his hat trick.
So after my first hat trick, I already have idea so many trips up here.
However, it might be a while before he successfully summits Hunter. He looks at it mathematically. He says if 10% of climbers trying for Hunter make it, then he might have to come back for 5 more years.
I understand that Hunter is the tough mountains, toughest mountains. Not elevation, but technical and steep and bad conditions.
With over 300 days spent on Denali in winter over the years, rangers have come to trust and rely on Masa's information about the mountain, routes, what the weather was like, and perhaps information to pass on to others who do climbs in March and April. They even joke with him about coming back to volunteer as a climbing ranger. Will he actually come back to Tokitna next year? At age 36, he says he and his wife are thinking about having a second child. This time, as he sat at base camp waiting for the plane on his 49th day, he said he didn't want to spend one more day on the mountain. But he quickly says he hasn't lost his love of the Alaska Range. In Tokitna, this is Sue Dio.